Okay. Let's see if I can get this on. There. Perfect. Damn, my ass fills this dress up. Still nice and firm. I knew signing up for those booty builder classes was a good idea. Oh, wow. It is really short in the back. It could ride up over my ass just by walking if I'm not careful. Maybe I should try on that blue one. Oh, shit. I forgot all about that. He's gonna be here soon. Oh, God. I need to talk to Tommy now. I don't have time to change out of this. I'm gonna have to call Claire and tell her I can't make it to her party. Oh, hi, Claire. I'm doing great. Listen, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it to the party tonight. Yeah, it's about Tommy. Great. The bullying has just gone too far, and I'm planning on resolving it today. So I invited him over to get him to leave Tommy alone. Yes. I talked with his parents. Apparently they know what their son is doing and don't approve of it at all. In fact, they said he doesn't respect them and hope that I can get him to change. Thanks for understanding. I'll try my best to be at the next party. Bye-bye now. Tommy, are you there? I need to talk to you about something important. Well, your homework can wait. This is urgent. It's about that problem at school you're having. Now, sweetie, I know we've talked about this before, and I know you've said that you can handle this by yourself. But this has gone too far. When you came home the other day, with all those bruises, I can't keep letting that happen to my baby boy. Yes, I know you've been 13 for several months now, and you aren't a little boy anymore, but you are my son. And it's my duty as a mother to protect you. That's why I've decided to take the initiative, and I invited that big bully Mike to come over, so you two can settle your differences. I understand, honey. You want to be a big boy and deal with Mike yourself. But judging the... how many times? 6? Times you've come home all bruised up after what you called a fight with him, which seemed to be more of a beating to me, it's obvious that... Right. It wasn't a beating because you managed to kick him once in the ribs last time. Well, he sent you home to me, covered in bruises, and one eye completely swollen shut. As I was saying, it's obvious that you simply aren't strong enough to take on that big meathead by yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. Some boys are just bigger and stronger than others. As Mike gets older, he'll find out for himself that he can't get whatever he wants just because he can beat up kids who are smaller and weaker than him. But for now, I've asked him to come here. So we can use words, not brute force, to solve this problem between you two. Understand? Hey, listen. Don't. Stop yelling. I know you don't want to meet... Hey, don't grab my arm. Tommy, you're really going to start crying? You are 13 years old. You're a teenager now. You and Mike are going to talk this out. I will be right there to make sure nothing bad happens. It'll be all right. Good. Now he should be arriving. Oh, that must be him. Okay, go to my bedroom while I get him. Oh, this? Well, I put this on because I was planning to go out with the girls tonight, and I completely forgot I had scheduled this meeting between you two. Yes, I know it is a bit short. So what if he sees me in this? It's not like I'm going on a date with him. Look, sweetie, All right, do you want to go get the door then? No? Well, I'm going to go open the door while wearing this dress because I don't want to see this guy beating the shit out of you ever again. Now go wait for us in my bedroom. I can't believe Tommy actually started crying. How scary is this Mike guy anyway? All right, let's see what this overgrown bully really looks like. Using his size to pick on Tommy. I'll show him. I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting. I was just... Oh, hi there. I'm so sorry. I was expecting someone else. Can I help you? Really? You're Mike. Oh, I see. So Mike decided to send his little brother as a joke. I should have known that he wouldn't take me seriously. You think this is funny? Do you know why I asked your brother to come here? Yesterday, my son Tommy came home with bruises all over his body. His eye was swollen shut. He said he had gotten in a fight with Mike, but it looked more like a one-sided beatdown to me. Oh, is that so? He kicked you in the ribs, did he? What the fuck did Tommy actually get the shit beat out of him by this little kid? Can you just lift up your shirt a little so I can... I don't fucking believe it. All this time, Tommy, my teenage fucking son, has been getting bullied and his ass kicked by this little punk? You've been the boy bullying my son all this time? But you're like a head shorter than him, and you're so skinny. How old are you anyway? Goodness. You just turned 11 last month? How does that even happen? How did you... Okay. I think we need to talk about this with my son. Come inside. Calm down, Janet. It's not that unbelievable that this boy managed to beat up your son. I've told Tommy countless times that he needs to stop being such a shut-in and go play some sports for his own health. But no, he just wants to play his games all day. Now he's going to be so embarrassed that his mother knows he got his ass kicked by this little boy. I bet he'll beg to come with me to the gym.
You can put your shoes and bag right there.
And judging by that six-pack I saw just now, it seems Mike does keep his body in shape. All right, follow me. My son is waiting upstairs. Oh, shit. I forgot I'm wearing this dress. Oh, God. And I'm wearing a thong. He's gonna see everything. Okay, calm down. He's only 11. So he's probably not interested in girls yet. I'll just glance back a bit to make sure. Damn. No. He's staring straight at my ass. Fuck. This boy beats up my son, and now I'm giving him an eyeful of my bare ass. Right in here. So, Tommy, is this who's been bullying you this whole time? Yes. And he's almost 3 years younger than you? A head shorter. And you probably weigh 30 pounds more than him. How did he beat you so badly? Is that so, Mike? You practice jiu-jitsu? Wow, 3 times a week? See, Tommy, maybe if you came with me to the gym sometimes, you might be able to stand up against this big bully. And speaking about bullying, Mike, what makes you think you can... Wait a minute. Something doesn't make sense. How are you two even coming in contact with each other? Aren't you like 3 grades ahead of him, Tommy? Oh, wow. Really? You skipped 3 years in school? That's pretty impressive. Huh. So you're in the same grade as my son. And why exactly did you insult him yesterday? Isn't all of your fancy jiu-jitsu supposed to be for self-defense? You've clearly shown that you can give him a beating based on the other fights my son told me about. What are you trying to prove? Interesting. Tommy, is this true? Did you really call Mike a dumbass for getting a B- on a test? Have you been provoking these fights all along? Yes? Well, gosh, then you need to stop that. Just because you're jealous of Mike for whatever reason doesn't mean you have the right to call him names. And honestly, that's a pretty childish thing to do. And you, just because someone makes fun of you doesn't mean you can fight them. Understand? Oh, don't tell me how to run my house, little boy. I run a tight ship here. I'll talk to Tommy about his manners, but from now on, you keep your hands off him. You got it? Excuse me? As tightly as I can fit my ass in this... Tommy, no. Hey, you two, stop that! Stop fighting!
Oh my God, they're fighting again.
I have to stop this before Tommy gets hurt. Actually, it looks like Tommy is winning. He's on top and Mike can't get him off. Maybe I should let him duke it out for a bit. Teach Mike a lesson. Boys, come on. Stop. Oh shit. He actually managed to break free. Damn, look at those moves. He's definitely had a lot of practice. Crap, he's getting Tommy in a chokehold. Come on, son. You're stronger than him, right? Fuck, I have to break them up before he seriously hurts Tommy. All right. You've made your point, honey. Now get off him. Come on. Get off. Oh my God, honey. I'm so sorry. I was just trying to separate you two. I didn't think your shorts would rip. You weren't wearing any underwear? Hey, don't say that. He doesn't have a baby penis. And you, Tommy, I took precious time out of my day to make this meeting so you two would stop fighting, and you decide to start another fight? That's it. If you want to act like a child, then I'll treat you like one. You're getting a timeout. Get in the closet. I don't care what Mike said. You started the fight. Now get in. I'll let you out for dinner. I am so sorry about that. It's obvious that there's blame on both sides of this mess. Anyway, I'll make sure Tommy leaves you alone from now on. Do you promise that you'll leave him alone in return? Great. I knew that we would figure this out. So, do you need a ride home, or... Why, of course. You can use my shower right here. You're probably all sweaty after your practice, and I wouldn't want you stinking up my car anyway. Do you have a change of clothes? Oh, okay. You go take a shower, and I'll get your bag from downstairs. Don't worry, Tommy. Mike's just taking a shower. Well, that was quick. Your bag is right there. You're welcome. Damn. For an 11-year-old, he's got quite the physique. Jesus. He's got practically zero baby fat on his body. And just lean muscle all over. No surprise he was able to beat up my worthless son. No wonder what his lower half looks like. Kind of wish he didn't have that towel on. Fuck, what am I doing? Gawking at a half-naked boy in my bedroom, imagining what he looks like naked? Ugh. Oh, God, stop looking at his crotch. Oh, seeing Tommy's penis must have got me thinking in that direction. I mean, it did seem unusually small for a boy his age. It must have been as thin as my index finger. Maybe an inch long?
With how Mike's been able to turn my son into his little bitch.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a bigger package as well. Can you imagine how embarrassed Tommy would be if he found out a boy that was almost 3 years younger than him had a bigger penis? All set? Great. My car's in the garage. I must say, speaking as an outsider, it was pretty damn impressive how you managed to out-grapple my son. In some moments, it actually seemed like you were simply overpowering him. You must pack a lot of power in those arms of yours, huh? Ha, okay. Tommy was no problem for you. But you actually think you can take me down? Oh, really? You think you can take down a grown 33-year-old woman who's probably double your body weight? You wouldn't be able to bring me down even if my hands were tied behind my back. Wow. He's actually taking me seriously. Well, I guess it's not surprising that he has some type of hand wrap, considering he just came from jiu-jitsu practice. I should put a stop to this, but I'll let him have some fun. Okay, let's see what you got. Go ahead. Tie my hands, and let's see if you can bring me down. All done? Wow, that's tight. All right, let's see what you got, big guy. Oh, fuck. He is strong. I actually have to put some effort to stay on my feet. You know what? I'll let him take me down. Give him a little ego boost. It'll be a nice reward for Green to leave Tommy alone. Whoa, no! Woo, you got me. Reward? Your reward is knowing that you managed to take down a fit, grown woman with her hands tied behind her back. More? Like what? Hey! Don't grab my dress, you little perv. All right, fun's over. Go get your bag and meet me in the garage. I can't believe you had the gall to ask me to take off my dress and then actually try to pull it up. Shit. Oh, God. I can't get up from this position. Maybe if I roll over on my stomach. There. Everything's fine, honey. Me and Mike were just... Hey! What are you doing? Untie my feet, you little brat. Don't worry, honey. Mommy's got everything under control. Listen, this isn't funny anymore. Get... No! Pull my dress down. Wait till your parents... Oh! Untie me right now, or I'll... Oh, you're gonna be so sorry, you little fucker. I'm gonna... Ow! Ah! Ow! Ow! Let go of my hair! Ow! 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 Stop! Tommy, help! Oh, fuck. I forgot. I locked Tommy in there. Okay. Listen very carefully to me, Mike. I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt because you're young, after all. So I'm going to give you one last chance. Untie me right now, and I'll let everything you did slide, even slapping my ass. I know you think you can get away with this, but you're not. Take a look in the corner over there near the ceiling. That's right. It's a surveillance camera. I installed them because there's been some break-ins nearby recently. Everything you just did, and everything you're thinking about doing, is being recorded. If you don't untie me, I'll make sure you're sent off to juvie for a long time. And trust me, those boys in juvie, they'll straighten you right out. Oh, you motherfucker. You are gonna regret that so much. Oh, I have a big mouth, and this big mouth is going to... What are you... Oh, my fucking God. He wants me to blow him. Ha, if you put your little dick anywhere near my mouth, I'll bite it off. Holy fuck. That's not real. That can't be real. It's soft. That's the biggest fucking cock I've seen in my life, and it's not even hard. Holy fuck, it's almost hanging all the way down to his knees, and it's so fucking thick. Big? It's huge. How can you... It gets bigger? That's impossible. Oh... Jesus, it's getting bigger. It has to be thicker than my fucking forearm. And the head? It's almost the size of my fucking fist. That's not gonna fit in my mouth. Not like it's going anywhere near my mouth. You'll make it fit? What are you gonna do, pry my mouth open with a crowbar? Don't you dare force that thing in my fucking... Fuck. He actually tried to shove it in my mouth while I was talking. I almost didn't close my mouth in time. Shit. He's pushing hard. Got to keep it closed. I am not sucking your cock. No. Fuck. Fuck, it's a heavy cock. It feels like he's smacking my face with a 10-pound steak. Stop. It hurts. Just have to stay focused and keep my mouth closed. He'll give up eventually. Fuck. He's holding my nose shut. I can't breathe. Fucking thick. It's hurting my jaw. Please, no more. You're too big. Please. Fuck, it's no use. If I keep my mouth closed, I'll just force it again. I'll have to... Fuck. I have to make him come fast. Okay. What? Are you crazy? That whole thing won't fit down my throat. You choke me to death. I can't move my head. He's holding my hair too tight. Fuck. He got on the bed. He could use his whole weight to ram that thing down my throat. No. Please. It's too big. Oh my fuck. I got it all the way in. I can feel it in my fucking stomach. This kid just skewered me with this fucking giant cock down my throat. Oh God, my son's bully is raping my mouth. My son's bully is raping my mouth. My son's 11-year-old bully is raping my mouth. Fuck, I'm coming. Holy fuck. I've never come that hard in my life. You want me to suck your balls? Oh, fuck, they're huge. They're like the size of 2 tennis balls. Tommy's whole package is probably smaller than one of these fat balls. Fuck. I could suck your fat sack all day. You wanna fuck me? Oh, fuck yes, you stud. Fuck me. Fuck me right now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, fuck me from behind. Oh, make me your bitch. That's right. That's right. Rip off my dress and take me. I'm your slut, you fucking beast. Oh, God, yes. I'll shove it in. Fuck my cunt. Oh, make me come on your monster cock. Oh, oh, fuck, you're so big.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
Fucked me like an animal. I'm gonna be sore for a whole week after this.
Oh, you haven't come yet. How about you untie me, and I'll give you a proper blowjob. It's the least I could do after you wreck my pussy with that fucking massive cock of yours.
My ass? Yeah, sorry. But there is no way that thing is going in my ass.
Hey! No, you're not sticking that thing in my ass. No.
Well, at least with my legs together, I can keep him from forcing his cock in my ass.
Having trouble there?
Look, just let me suck you off. I'll even let you come on my face.
Hey, what are you... Why are you tying my feet to the bedpost? I'm not going anywhere. Hey, let go of my leg. No, stop.
Oh, fuck.
He's trying to spread my legs open so he can rape my ass. I can't. Fuck. He's using his whole body to move my leg.
Please, no. Your cock is too big. You'll split me in two.
Fuck.
How did this happen? How the fuck did I get tied up on my own bed?
Spread eagle.
With my son's preteen bully about to ass-rape me with his fucking horse cock. Please, I'll do anything. Don't rape my ass. Oh, God. It's too big.
Mommy made sure you're never, ever gonna be bullied again.